Hey friends, this is Christina Danielle of thechristinadanielle.com. I'm a mom, a godpreneur, an author, a speaker, a purpose alignment coach, and most importantly, a real person. Welcome to my world, and welcome to episode number 6, Decisions. So, I was having a conversation with a friend the other day. And she was telling me about a guy that she was dealing with that she didn't think she should be dealing with anymore. Like, she just kept giving reasons as to why she should leave this person alone. And she's like, it's just so hard to make this decision. And she wasn't sure she's making the right decision. And we were really having this conversation. And I said to her, it's not about making the right decision. It's the only decision. If he's no good for you, you need to leave. Now, his little background on me. I was very, very, very indecisive for a very, very, very long time. I could not make my own decisions. As a matter of fact, when my mom passed, I was actually pretty upset because she used to help me make my decisions or make them for me. And when she left, I was thinking, who's going to make decisions for me? Like, what am I supposed to do? And the messed up part about it is that I kind of passed that trait down to my daughter, which is not so good. Even though I feel like she does make pretty sound decisions, but she always seems to tell me when I say to her, just make a decision, she goes, whoa, that's your fault. I get it from you. Parents, be very careful what you do, because your kids are always paying attention and energy is everything. It's a real thing. But I really want to talk about making decisions because I feel that a lot of us have this same issue and maybe we don't speak about it. And I want to be completely transparent with you and tell you about what I went through in making decisions and how it kind of messed me up and how I had to overcome that. You see, when I was younger and not so knowledgeable, I had the father to my children, and I was in a good place, but not in a good place at the same time. At least that's how I looked at it then. Looking at it now, I know for sure that it was pretty unhealthy. Guys, I've got to admit to you, I have been through physical abuse. And I've never really said that out loud or publicly to anyone. I held on to it for a very long time. Some of the reason is because I was afraid. I was really scared. And part of the other reason was because I could have been the problem too, because I was fighting as well. However, ladies or anyone who's going through any type of domestic violence, please understand, you are not the issue. It is not your fault. Even if you push a person there, there is never a right reason, or any reason for that matter, for anyone to put their hands on you. It is not acceptable in any type of way. I thank God that I'm alive today to tell this story, because there were times where I never would have thought I would have seen the light of day again. So thank you, God, for keeping me this long. You obviously had a purpose for me. But here's the deal. Do you know that one time I actually went to go see my dad, and I had a black eye, and I'll never forget the look that he gave me. He was so disgusted and so disappointed, and I'm pretty sure he was hurt. And he wanted to kill the person that I was dealing with. But I made the decision to remain in that relationship. I made the decision to stay and make excuses saying, well, it's partially my fault too. I had to look back and say to myself, did I make the right decision when I decided to do that? Like, should I have made a different decision? But the truth is, it wasn't about making the right decision. The only decision was to leave, because clearly it was a very unhealthy situation, period. And so when I was having this conversation with my friend the other day, and she's telling me her situation, which was not a physical situation, however, it was definitely mental and emotional, which is still abuse in the same right, There was only one decision. The only decision is to leave. Leave this person alone. They're no good for you. Let me just stop right here. If there's any females listening to this right now, and you're in any type of a relationship, and you are not being treated like the queen that you are, you don't deserve to be in that relationship. That person does not deserve you. You have to remember, you got to put your standards up high, so high, that either the person needs to work to get to where you are, or they should already be on the same level. That's the way it's supposed to be. It took me a very long time to realize that, and an even longer time to accept it for myself. But now that I have, can't nobody take that away from me. And I damn sure ain't gonna let them take it away from you. So let me be the one to tell you in case you didn't know. So let's talk about these decisions and the difference between the right decision and the only decision. See, the way it works is like this. We make a decision and we're not talking about like what to eat, whether or not we're eating chicken or beef tonight, right? No disrespect to my helpful people. I'm not saying that eating healthy is not a major decision, because it is, because it does affect you in the long run. But that's not really what I want to talk about here. I really want to talk about the physical, the mental, the bigger picture here that people don't really talk about because they're too afraid to, or they're just unsure of it. If you want to get down with the health food and making sure you're healthy, that's all great. You should definitely be doing that. But you should talk to my best friend, Kristen, at Shaped with Chris on Instagram. She's real great with that. That's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about is the difference between the right decision and the only decision. See, when you make the right decision, quote unquote, like, you know, ladies, when we say, you know, I need to have the right man. First of all, I don't know who the right man is, so let's not even go there. That's a whole different podcast and episode. But the right decision usually involves man. It involves you, right? You make a decision, then you have to think, did I make the right decision? Was this the right decision? Did I choose the right job? Did I choose the right relationship? First of all, if you ever have to question whether or not you made the right decision, it wasn't about you making the decision. It wasn't about you putting God in that decision. It was about you making a decision without either consultation, which is before the decision, or confirmation, which is after the decision. Here's the deal. If you don't know by now, I'm a God girl. Like, I'm all about God all day in every way. And it doesn't mean that I'm perfect, but I definitely do serve him, respect him, and I have my own relationship with him. And when you make a decision and you're solid in that decision, that just means that you already had a confirmation. You already had a consultation with God and you prayed on something and now you're seeing it happen. So you already know where to go with it, right? Or if something comes up to you, some type of, you know, situation comes up to you and you're not really sure about it, then go pray about it first before you go jumping at it, right? Consultation or confirmation. That's the way you'll know if you're making the only decision, which is the one God has put in your heart and your spirit to make. Don't go second guessing yourself because God is not the author of confusion. Listen, I read a scripture yesterday, and it was in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 21. And it said, "Dear friend, guard clear thinking and common sense with your life." Do you know what it means to guard something? It means to not let any intruder, any fake person, any person that doesn't belong, any thought that doesn't belong, don't let it in. And you have to guard your clear thinking and common sense. Now, you ever heard that phrase that says common sense is not common? But common sense is not common to who? See, for me, common sense is common. And why is common sense common? Because you have to guard it. If it's guarded, then it's there all the time. Right? Right. Exactly. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about the decisions that you're making in your life. Those really big decisions, relationally, emotionally, mentally. Those decisions that you're making, are you making them on your own so that you have to go back and decide or think about or ponder whether or not it was the right decision? Or are you making it with consultation and or confirmation from God so that you know it's the only decision? That means even if it doesn't work out the way you expected it to work out, you know it's still the only decision because you already consulted or confirmed it through God. Therefore, even if it doesn't go according to your plan, you know it's already according to His. So it's still going to work out in your favor anyway. Because sometimes that's the problem too. We'll make the decision and we'll question it even though God confirmed it, even though we prayed on it. And we'll sit there and say, well, did I make the right decision? If it's through God, it's the only decision. Hello. And I'll tell you what decision is not through God. Sitting around in an abusive relationship, allowing men or male or female to abuse you mentally, physically, emotionally. That is definitely not a God decision. Definitely not the only decision. The only decision in that situation is to leave. Period. Always go where you're celebrated and not tolerated. If there's anyone you know, whether it be you or someone else, that has ever dealt with domestic violence or domestic abuse, please give them the domestic violence hotline, which is available 24/7, 365 days at 1-800-799-7233. When you go forward from this point making decisions, make sure that you've either consulted with God prior, or if you haven't, make sure you confirm it with God after. That way, you won't be so confused in your mind as to whether or not you're on the right path or going the right place. That's part of being in alignment with your purpose. It's also part of being in alignment with who you really are. I pray that this blessed you, because I just gave you all of my truth, all of my shame and embarrassment, so that you could heal. Because I healed from it, and I'm grateful. Remember, you can always connect with me on www.thechristinadanielle.com, on Instagram, 3_123, Christina Danielle, and on Facebook as Christina Stewart. Until next time, friends.